Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom.
Welcome and hi, how are you? It's Alan Brazil Up Front with Ray Parler, the Romford Pelly. Ray, how are you?
How you doing, Al? Really pleased to be here, mate.
Really good. Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Betting Brazil. Go to bettingbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. Friday night, Ray, Chelsea 1, Liverpool 2. We hear Roman Abramovich sat with the directors, chairman, till 1:30 Friday night, Saturday morning. Surely that's not a crisis meeting.
No, not at all. I think not yet anyway. I mean, look, there's obviously lots of pressure on Conte. He's coming to a massive club. He could be the right man and push the club forward.
But certainly well.
Liverpool have done really well lately. I mean, Klopp now, you can just see his team developing and a great performance. I mean, you're going to places like Chelsea and getting a win, you know, you should be up there and thereabouts towards the end of the season. You've got to keep it going now. And if you look at the players they've got, Liverpool, excellent. Sturridge, kind of get the best out of him.
Henderson,
great goal. Coutinho, Firmino, he's been a great sign as well. And Mane, what a signing he's been. He looks at a pace.
I
saw him against Spurs, Al, in that first half, especially how they broke quickly. And that's where Mane comes into it, because he's his pace. You know, win the ball back. Where's Mane?
Yep.
And he's on his way. So a great performance from Liverpool, but crisis at Chelsea?
No.
Not yet, Al. Five games in. I mean,
I suppose the Swansea game was a bit disappointing.
It was a poor result. 2-2. Yeah, 2-2. But look, they missed John Terry, there's no doubt. I know he's getting on a bit now, and 35, you know, you shouldn't have to rely on him every week, but he's such a rock at the back. Louis making his debut as well. You know, whether he's going to be a bit of a liability this year, we'll have to wait and see. Well, I think he's going to be more of a midfielder. So.
Yeah, but he'll have cracking games, and he'll make the odd rick. He's got a mistake in him. But at the same time, he ain't bad, is he?
No. I think he's a player that you can play in different positions. I mean, I always think that he might play in central midfield alongside someone like Kante.
Yeah.
Because then he's got that little bit of passing ability. He can still tackle, there's no doubt. But his ability on the ball is pretty decent.
Help defenders defending set pieces and also get the odd goal attacking the ball.
Exactly. They've got that little bit of competition there then. Matic, Kante and Luiz. But obviously at times he will be needed at centre-half when you do get injuries.
Chelsea will be up there. I don't see. There's no crisis. This is, for me, pure speculation. Who knows? They might have been on the lash.
I don't mean they're going to lash anymore,
no,
these players.
I'm talking about Mr. Abramovich, his directors.
That's what they had to put
a couple of swallies of wine, there's no problem there. And it'd be, you know, £100 a bottle, lovely. Maybe more. Everton, on the other hand, are flying. Great start. Last two seasons, Everton have started really slowly. Total opposite this year.
Well, I think he's done it. We know Ronald Koeman. Look, he was one manager that would have been linked if Arsene Wenger did call it a day to Arsenal, I should imagine. But he's gone into Everton. I think the Everton fans would be so excited about how the club is getting better and better. I mean, if you look at the balance of the team, it's superb. It really is. I watched against Sunderland away from home. And you could see, we're looking at pace of players. Balassi on one side, Lukaku got a hat-trick. So now everybody's playing for each other. It's a real solid back four. You've got Gareth Barry, who's, you know, he's getting on a little bit, like John Terry. But he's...
What about Barry? Over, what, 600
games?
So
he's 30-odd behind Ryan Giggs now, which will be amazing. Well, he's got to play next season.
He'll catch him,
I think he's 9 behind Frank Lampard, so well done to Gareth Barry.
Fantastic.
What a great pro he's been throughout his career. But looking at Everton, I think Gaye, the player they bought for Aston Villa, £7 million. We talk about Kante, £30 million, I thought was a good signing.
Pogba,
£90 million. All these midfielders are worth fortunes, but he's come into the club and he's made a massive difference. You talk about impacts with new signings, he's everywhere. He's a little bit like Kante last year. for Leicester. So Everton, he's been a great sign. He's
won the last four games. Lukaku scored four in his last two.
Yeah, well, we've been getting firing. He's getting a lot more service now. I mean, Morelis is on one side, Balassi. You've got Barkley, who I'm really pleased for him because he was obviously bought off against Sunderland. Ronald Koeman, I think he's dealt with it so well. He's put a little word with him saying, look, keep it simple. You're giving the ball away too much. Yeah. We can't afford to do that if you're playing midfield. You're going to put all our defence under pressure, our other midfielders under pressure. And I think he's done it the right way. But he put him back in against Borough and a great performance from him.
Sure. So, now, by all accounts, Fellaini says we have a crisis. Luke Shaw's got the hump. Josie's picked him out, singled him out.
I'm looking at why didn't Jose do the same as probably Ronald Koeman to Ross Barkley. I mean, sometimes when you do it in public, it's not good for the player, it's not good for everybody involved in the club because it brings negativity. And I think Ronald Koeman has done it behind closed doors, which sometimes does help a team.
Yeah,
Jose demands a lot from his players,
there's
no doubt.
I understand what you're saying, but you know, Shaw's been out for how long, Winger? It's not his fault, but he's been out for ages. Comes in, he's getting paid a fortune.
I heard he's really struggling, though. I think his injury, he's taking his toll a little bit.
Well, he's getting paid a fortune, so stop whinging.
I don't think he can play 3 games a week, Luke Shaw, at the moment.
So he holds his hands up, say, boss, I'm sorry, I won't let you down next time. Stop whinging, I'm sick of these players.
Don't get me wrong.
Bollockers, you can't give them a rollicking now. Just speak to my agent.
Don't get me wrong, the closing down for the second goal was poor. You know, he's got to get out there quicker. You've got to read it.
And he is quick.
You've got to read it. You've got to read how that pass is going to go to him, and you're there. You're ready to tackle or you know, hustle him down the line or something.
I'm going to ask you this, Ray, and this is horrible because I don't want to jump on bandwagons here, but is Wayne spoiling the balance of Manchester United?
Well,
because he doesn't know what his best position is, and I don't think Jose does.
Well, he's not going to be a central midfielder. We know that. Jose's already come out with that. I'm going back to the England-Slovakia game, and I thought he was coming far too deep. There was no link-up play between Harry Kane and Rooney, and is that the problem with Manchester United? Would you like to see Pogba a little bit more advanced?
Without
because sometimes I looked at a City game in the first half. At times he was lost. He was over the left-hand side. And then there was a massive big gap in the middle of the park where David Silva was picking it up. All the De Bruyne was picking it up. So I don't think you might have to have another defensive midfielder in there just to shore it up a little bit. Then give the license for Pogba. He's mobile.
Could Pogba not be a Vieira? Defend, but then
you want him to get back
forward
as well. You
yeah,
want him to
exactly
get back, but you also, the most important thing for Pogba
going forward. Yeah,
you know,
we saw that in the European Championships.
Well, we saw it in the Euros when he was in the finals a little bit too deep.
Yeah.
And he weren't impacted the game enough. So
you.
maybe he's a change.
So is there a crisis at United? Five games in, Jose's got the hump. We know that, and we mustn't forget how well Pep has started, and of course,
that's why it's more
De Bruyne, who Jose got rid of, is a star.
Well, that's some more pressure. Because the other side of Manchester, they're doing so well at the moment. But crisis, what, five games? I don't think we can. I think Jose will get it right because he's looking at the squad. He's looking what we're going to change. And who knows? Look, let's wait for the next five games and see how they perform then, because there'll be a lot of pressure on them now because of the three defeats in a week. You don't really know that with a Jose team.
I've not seen the game, but that was disappointing for me because one or two players who have been kicking Josie's door down, let me play, why you leave me out, they didn't perform.
Well, there's one player you can't leave out now, Rashford. He got on the end of something again. So he's a certainty at play. Where he was on the bench a little bit more, I think he's got to start. But there's lots of positioning. People like Schneidlin, I don't know where he's gone. You know, I thought he was a great signing for Manchester United.
Schweinsteiger. You know, he's still a German international.
And he does a great job.
Producer there's just pulled his face, you know. How many games you play for Germany, right? You know, why don't they just put him in there? Maybe he can sit in front of the back four and let Pogba get forward.
Yeah, well, there's one thing, there's lots of options for him. But Ibrahimovic needs service. He needs balls put into the box.
Give him his chances, he'll take them.
Oh, absolutely. So,
look,
crisis, look, it's not the greatest week of Manchester United's life with three defeats. And the performance against Watford, when they went 1-1, you're thinking that's it, they're going to go and win the game comfortably now. But just shows you that Watford, what a good start they've had. Beating West Ham last week.
Oh, don't talk about West Ham.
4-2, and they're beating Manchester United. So I thought they might struggle this year, Watford.
Ray,
but they've really
turned it around. I'm not going to talk about West Ham apart from, what's his name?
Well, but when you was on holiday, Al, I had the Moose sitting where you are now.
Musaki or something, Musaka.
Yeah.
Do you know what? After 7 minutes, you come and sit with me. I'd have hauled them off.
We must have done 10 minutes of the West Ham last week.
I would have hauled them off.
They're going to be in the top four. And
I'd have taken them off. Handball. Honestly, I thought he was in the hey diddle diddle there. I thought he'd maybe back someone to score the first goal, a penalty. That was a disgrace.
Well, we talk about defending. It's not been the best in the Premier League so far. I mean, the Sunderland centre-half as well, they got from Chelsea. Oh. What was he doing? So it's been they can all improve. And, you know, you can see the manager's faces looking on the side going, this is what. How can I coach that out of people, you know?
And who would have said 5 games in, Stoke City would be bottom?
Yeah, it's a little bit of worry for Mark. It's a lot of, you know, but I think Peter Coates will back him. I think he's always backed his managers, the chairman. Whether it's the balance again, we talk about balance, so important. Whether they've got enough, too many attacking players going forward now, they're conceding too many goals. Yeah. I mean, how can, when you're going away to Crystal Palace, you've got to keep it tight. Sellers Park, you can't get that crowd on their side. You need them to get on the home side's back.
Lost 4 out of 5, no wins, Stoke.
Well, it's certainly a worry, but Mark Hughes is, you know, a very experienced manager now, so he'll be working hard with his team. I think midfield, you've got to look at that, where they're not protecting the back four. Shawcross is probably not playing as well this season at centre-half, but will he probably improve? But the new rules out there now, yeah, and probably don't suit his game as much. But I think Stoke, look.
So we back Stoke to pick up.
I think they've got West Bromwich Albion next game. That is huge. Absolutely huge.
They'll beat West Brom.
Yeah, so that's a big game for them. But it needs a result now, Mark. And if you can get it, look, who knows? You know what it's like. And it's going to be interesting as well, I would have, the League Cup as well, because you know there's lots of players being rested. Who's rested? If I was Mark Hughes, I'd be looking at the same role. We need to get a result. We need a win to get the confidence back into the side. So I might play my strongest side in the EFL Cup.
Okay, up front with Alan Brazil, the sponsor by betonbrazil.com. Have a look. It's the new betting site for all sports punters, great odds, markets, and great offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10. When they deposit £10, just be using the promo code ALAN10, ALAN capital 10. 10. Just visit betonbrazil.com, enter the promo code ALAN10 when you deposit your £10 and you'll get £10 free. Also look out for a daily happy hour offers between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sign up now at betonbrazil.com. Betonbrazil.com is for over 18s only, please. And like Ray and I, be careful. Betting should be fun, so please, please gamble responsibly. Talking of betting, Joey's in trouble. Joey Barton.
Yeah, betting. There was a, what was it that he backed, or allegedly?
Allegedly backed Barcelona to thump Celtic.
Yeah, well, he's obviously
played. So he's not exactly Nostradamus, because I think we all thought we'd get Celtic, we'd get hammered.
Yeah.
But should he be allowed to do that, Ray? You know, footballers are not allowed to bet full stop,
well,
aren't
they? Look, that's what they've done. They've gone across the board. Now, there's arguments to say, well, why can't a second division player back a Premier League game? You know, he's not going to influence it. Well, he might
inside
know someone
knowledge.
Who's playing. He might know someone who's playing or not playing or whatever. But if I was playing, my mates phoned me up and said, you know, this is the team for tomorrow. They can still go out and have a bet. So you've got to be very careful with...
Well, I once had a phone call. And I shouldn't really say this, but, you know, come on, it's a while ago. A friend of mine's son was still at school, just about to leave, and some of the kids were called on to the first team coach of the local football side. They had a flu epidemic. Six players went down with flu. And they were playing away from home. Let me say it was somewhere near Wembley. They were playing over there. And these kids had to sit on the bench. They had no chance of going on. But that's how bad they were. Oh. So I lumped on the home side. I think they won 5-0. Now, what is wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, look. I've had betting.
Or is that inside information?
I've had betting people phone me up, Al, long, long time ago, and with a spread betting. And saying, well, who's playing up front tomorrow? Because obviously, with the shirt numbers, it was very important. If you're playing someone like, if you're playing someone who's not as, obviously, we should be hammering, not hammering, but beating 3 or 4 nil, it's very important. If Bergkamp's playing, he's number 10. If Carnu's playing, he's 25, which is a major.
Well,
and the market
why,
would move.
Is that why every year you're 4 weeks in the south of France? Villa.
I didn't get nothing out of it. I used to have a bet on other games. I never bet on my games, but I used to have a bet on them days.
Joey's going to be in trouble here. He's in trouble for on a training field. He had a problem with one of the players.
Do you think the players now phone their mates up? Can you put me a bet on?
Of course they do. Guaranteed.
So why wouldn't Joey? He's a very intelligent guy.
Well,
why wouldn't he?
Clearly, he's not. But then he got involved in team selections, I'm told, on the tactics
well,
and the
board.
Well,
is that definitely true? Or
well, I mean, you know, my again, sort of insider look, there.
He's got a very good, he's very opinionated, we know, but to do that in front of a manager and belittle the manager.
If it's true, it's wrong.
You can pull the manager to the side. We've had lots of conversations as players with managers. I'm sure Tony Adams, Patrick Vieira, the skippers, have had a word with Wenger saying, what do you think?
That's why Arsene doesn't talk to any of them anymore.
So, look, I can...
Surprised he talks to you.
I can understand opinionated comments and saying, well, this is where it's going wrong, boss, and let him make the decision, but not to stand up in a meeting and then suddenly go for the team and say, this is wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong.
Look, now, I spoke to Joy during the European Championships.
What is he there for? To play?
To play, give a bit of experience and spray the ball around. And unfortunately, I think he wants to be chairman of Rangers, but he may not be there for long.
But he said he'd be a better England manager than Sam as well.
I know. But he has got a book coming out. It might have something to do with that.
Okay.
Because we couldn't shut you up when your book came out, could we?
Who did? You kept mentioning it.
Let's look ahead, Ray. League Cup. There's a couple of crackers, isn't there?
There is a couple of crackers tonight.
Boys, Arsenal, go to Forest. Nicholas.
Nicholas Bentner.
Nicholas will be playing.
Oh, he would love to. He would love to put one over on Arsenal, I'm sure. So, again, this is such a tricky little tie. I don't know what sort of team he'll put out. He'll be looking at the future. The game at the weekend against Chelsea. Obviously, Saturday kickoff, that should be a cracker. And then, obviously, you've got Basel next week, so he will be resting. He will be bringing a lot of players who haven't been playing on a regular basis, probably Xhaka, who didn't start, Gibbs, people like that to come into the side. Pires, the new signing, Oxlade-Chamberlain, he's fit, and people like that. So it will be a very strong side still, very good side.
Yeah, this should be good
They should be good enough.
What about a crackers, Leicester-Chelsea?
Leicester-Chelsea.
I fancy Chelsea because I think Leicester will make changes. You know, they've got Champions League.
Yep.
They've now found a bit of form, haven't they?
But they've done that last season, didn't they? They got knocked out of all the cup competitions. They relied.
Yeah, I think Chelsea.
Obviously, they don't want to get knocked out of Champions League because that's financially better for them. But certainly, that's a cracking game. But Leicester, they've really.
I think Leicester will win the group. I think they'll top it.
Great performance.
Porto second.
And then they got the wins the weekend of 3-0. So
Newcastle Wolves. That was a shock last week. In the championship, two nils to Wolves. So I expect Newcastle to bounce back.
Definitely.
Leeds have had two good wins, so they're on a march, marching on.
Well, Blackburn 1-4 the other day
against Rotherham. The Doug and Duck here would give Rotherham
a good game
at the end of the road.
This is a good game. Everton Norwich. Now Norwich got that brilliant win at Forest last week, coming from a goal down to win 2-1. I think Norwich are going to be there and thereabouts, top of the championship.
I agree.
Promoted. But what does Everton do? Does Koeman look at it and say, do we need a good cup run, or do we want to concentrate on the league and give some of the other players?
I think Everton, their side will be strong enough. A close game, 2-1, something like that. I fancy the home side.
And the one above it, Derby Liverpool.
Derby last week again blew it. 1-0 up.
Yeah.
4 minutes into injury time, concede again. He cannot keep a clean sheet.
Yeah, so Liverpool again. I think Klopp will be resting players.
I think so, Ray. But Derby, do you know, it's going to be a packed house.
That's going to be a good game.
It's a tricky game.
That could go extra time.
On form, you say Liverpool win easy, but I don't think it's going to be
easy. I think Bournemouth will look at this. Bournemouth-Preston, I think you've got to look over Bournemouth at home, definitely. And Brighton Reading, we had Chris Hughton on the other day, didn't we? And he's got a big squad now, he said. He's got a very good squad. So I'm sure he might rest a few, but he'll still be a very competitive squad to go out. And Reading will be doing okay. They've had some good results lately.
Let's look ahead to the Wednesday night. I suppose we've got to look at Man United. They go to Six Fields to take on the Cobblers. And Jose will be getting Cobblers. Don't worry about that if they get beat.
Well, you can't be losing four in a row. So he will put a well strong enough side to get a result there. So no problems for Man United, that one. Look, Northampton are doing well. Got promoted last year, had a decent start, but Man United be too strong.
West Ham against Accrington Stanley. Old Moussaka, they're going to put him in goals. That's how good his handling is.
Well, Accrington, I'm sure, will go to West Ham, enjoy playing at the Olympic Stadium, I'm sure, but West Ham, you know, they need a result. I'm looking at the table, Al. 13 goals conceded this year, West Ham. And Stoke have only scored, they've conceded 14. So that's obviously defensively, that's their problem at the moment.
Here's a funny one for you, Ray. QPR, the people tell me that Jimmy's under pressure, big pressure, especially after Newcastle thumped him.
Yeah.
Then they lost again.
David Moyes is under pressure probably as well.
Well, yeah, so there's an interesting game.
It'd be interesting to see team selection there for David Moyes as well. And Southampton Palace, all Premier League game as well. That Southampton Everton have done okay. Got the win against Swansea the
Charlie
weekend.
Austin,
and Palace, obviously, back-to-back wins for Palace.
Up to eighth.
Yeah, just shows you, Al. I mean, that's what Mark Hughes would be looking at. You know, if I can get back-to-back wins, then we could be mid-table.
What about Stoke? Bottom of the table. So, Mark's, he's got to win this.
I think he's got to put a strong team out. I really do. I know sometimes you need... It depends on
Hull
injuries.
Won't make many changes because they haven't got the players to make the changes.
No, I think Stoke have really got to look at this game and say this could be the time, in front of their home fans as well. They're expecting a performance after the Palace defeat. They will be, you know, hoping that they can get back to winning ways. And it doesn't matter what game it is, if it's a cup game or league game, that will give a little bit of confidence back to that team.
Couple of players going back to the old clubs. Naismith for Norwich, back to Everton on the Tuesday. And, of course, Justin Edinburgh. Going back to the Spurs.
Obviously, played against Justin loads of times. He's fired, isn't he, Justin? Yeah, he's done well. I think he's a manager who will progress. I think he will get a championship job. I know he's at Gillingham at the moment, but he's done so well. But Spurs, obviously, the bad news for Spurs is Harry Kane, 8 weeks out, which is a big, big blow.
Have they said that now?
Yeah, eight weeks, so a couple of months. Look, maybe he needed a rest, but not being injured, you need a rest.
Tricky, poor old Harry with his ankle. You were nearly under the knife for your knee. I had an MRI scan.
I've had a couple of operations, but I had a little injection in my knee and obviously my thigh as well.
Cortisone,
so I'm fine now. I'm ready for.
But the players wouldn't have that now. When you know you're old and past.
I'm ready for selection now.
They give you a cortisone
after 3 minutes at the Emirates.
That was a disgrace.
Why is that mistake? I can't help with it.
You were training for a month.
My knee.
You ended up playing 3 minutes.
My knee gave away, Al. What can I do? And then I pulled my thigh. And Gary
That's because you've been out with me too
and
many
I said
times.
To Gary Lewin, you know what I was like, I was trying to run it off. I said, you ruptured it. He had a scan on it, ruptured.
It's because you've been out with me.
I know.
Your upper body's
and
got
too heavy.
And
do you know what Arsene Wenger said to me? Do you know what he said to me after the game? Was you out last night?
He did not.
And I said, boss, I wish I was.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have no booze or nothing the night before. I really prepared well. And I said, maybe, boss, if I went out, I might have been all right for at least half a game. So he started laughing. He was in great form,
was he?
That AC Milan game.
What about one last one, Ray? Fulham against Bristol City. Bristol City have started well,
doing really well.
Fulham did, but they've fallen away a wee bit. So I don't know. But it would surprise me if that's an away win.
I'll go for a draw, that one.
Would you?
There'll be a few draws in this hour tonight. But I will go with the home advantage for Fulham. Maybe at least get a draw there.
Yep. So just can we do looking ahead now to the big games at the weekend, cracker. City. I just think City. They look so strong at the moment, don't they, Man City?
Well, they're looking good. I mean, the first half performance against United was superb. De Bruyne was absolutely brilliant. He's
loving it at the moment.
Do you know what, Guardiola?
He?
You can see that little bit more. How they're getting around the pitch, these players. You know, they're all. He's demanding so much out of them. I thought under Pellegrini, that he'd done so
he's
well.
Too
Pellegrini,
soft, mate. Too soft.
I didn't see the work rate at times because at the end of the day, you might be a great player, but you still got to put the work rate in. Yeah. Look at Barcelona players. Look at Suarez when he was playing. You know, that work rate was unbelievable.
And Liverpool are doing
now
that.
Now I'm seeing that. Absolutely. I mean, that's what you've got to see. You've got to see that desire. And the fans want to see that as well. So look, I think it's wide open this year. It's great to see Everton up there in second. It's great to be... Well, I wouldn't say it's great to see Spurs, but Spurs are now, I've had some great news, you know, all these young talents.
I don't understand how Spurs have managed to be up in third, because they've not been spectacular at all.
Well, that shows you they've got half a chance then, because, you know, it's like when you're playing poorly or not playing to your ability and you're getting results. But the good news for them, obviously, not Harry Kane being out, but Eriksen, Dier, Dele Alli, all signing new long-term contracts, so... But, you know, positive. It's very positive for Arsenal, Spurs at this time of the season.
Ray, as always, brilliant, mate. That was Bet in Brazil with Ray Parler. Look out for a few days' time when Mickey Quinn will be alongside me on Thursday on Bet in Brazil. Ray, top class. Thank you.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water